Okay, SEC Chairman Gary Gensler is testifying in front of the Senate Banking Committee as we speak. The crypto faithful are surely tuning in as Gensler has been making the rounds and sharing his views on the industry. Yahoo Finance's cryptocurrency reporter David Hollerith is here with more. David, good to see you here this morning. So take us through this. What is the how is Gensler being viewed right now in the crypto community?
Yeah, hey, Brian. Well, so his message, essentially, his remarks for this testimony have been that, you know, crypto is the Wild West and buyers should beware. So I think a lot of people in the cryptocurrency space, you know, they're a little bit weary because for years, you know, they have wanted more regulation, more clarity as they move on to try and launch these products. And obviously, they're, you know, it's a $2 trillion industry now. And, you know, they've spent a lot of time moving these products very fast. And in the last year, you know, we've seen this industry grow so much that, you know, really, I think there's a lot of question around the regulatory framework. So, yeah.
Yeah, most definitely a lot of attention being paid. It's, you know, it strikes me, David, as we watch this, start to watch this this hearing, a lot of these hearings that you see on the Hill, nothing really comes of them, right? They're just a sort of a discussion. They're a chance for members of Congress to grandstand, for lack of a better word, and then nothing happens. In this case, however, because Gensler has the force of a regulator, because he has sort of clout in the industry, you could actually see him sort of signaling to the market various things in his comments. Do we have any inkling of what he could say and what he could signal?
Yeah, sure. It's so, you know, I think a lot of people do expect these sort of hearings to be very rhetorical. Chair Gensler he's laid out what he said, and he's saying that it's the Wild West and somebody needs to come in and do something. And, you know, I think the question that a lot of members of Congress will probably pose back to him is whether or not it needs to be the SEC regulating all of the cryptocurrency space. So I think a great example are the exchanges. Now, last week we saw Coinbase's CEO, Brian Armstrong, sort of came out about having, you know, what he called over Twitter as sort of a sketchy interaction with the SEC. And they were going after lending products, which are much more arguably in the lens of the SEC. But I think the question, a much larger question around stable coins or these exchanges that have, you know, they're completely unregulated and they have a lot of volume that, you know, arguably could be fake. There's been research that shows that. And I think that a lot of regulators are sort of looking at each other and they're trying to understand who's supposed to be responsible for that. So I think that Gensler he'll be asking for more resources. And it'll be interesting to see Congress's reception.
David, real quick, unrelated to this, ARK Invest, Kathy Wood, I think garnering some headlines on comments she made about Bitcoin yesterday, looking for a price eventually of $500,000. You know, as someone who covers the crypto space, do those type of comments by an influencer like a Kathy Wood, does that still move markets?
I mean, yeah, I think it does. It's a much larger market if we're just thinking about Bitcoin than it was, you know, a year ago or even a few months ago. But if we think about May, you know, Elon Musk's situation tended to, you know, most people agree him saying that Tesla would no longer accept Bitcoin because of its environmental impact. I think that, you know, I think a lot of people agree that that has move markets along with sort of news out of China. So it is still a very new market in a way. And you know, compared to, you know, something like the stock market, you expect to see obviously very volatile moves. So, you know, I think something like a Kathy Wood coming out and saying something like that can definitely have positive ramifications for the crypto space. But it's hard to tell because there's so many other influencers, if you will, who are at play. And I think Gary Gensler has become quite the character and influencer in the crypto space. Hate him or love him.
If Elon Musk is number one, crypto influencer Gary Gensler is certainly right there. Well, you get back to the testimony. Yahoo Finance's cryptocurrency reporter, David Hollerith, good to see you.